years, I've heard a number of uses for old and used motor oil. Some of these uses are no doubt practical, but others may not work at all, and still others may even be illegal or even harmful. So we won't call this a how-to video, but rather an exploration of what's out there in regards to using old motor oil. Some of these are from the past, and some of these uses are in the present. So with that being said, don't take this video as an endorsement of anything. Some of these practices come from a time era when access to other products and remedies were very limited, and no one gave a second thought about environmental concerns. So do your own research to see if everything is safe and effective and moral and legal and all that. I don't need Greenpeace kicking down my front door because you watched my video and then contaminated the local park. So let's get into some of these uses that I've dug up. Now, the first one comes from my memory, from my father. He used to tell me that back on the farm, they used to take dogs. And they would take dogs and they would dip them into barrels of used motor oil. And this would cure the mange or prevent the mange, something along this line. So this I've heard a number of times is the mange cure-all is by plunging a dog into the barrel of used motor oil. Now, we're going to assume these are outside dogs, right?
Now, drop me a comment if you ever dropped a dog into some mange, a mangy dog, into some motor oil to clean the mange off. I want to know.
Dirt driveways or roadways to make it pack better, erode less, and in some areas of the country to keep the dust down. Now, I hope no one's doing that today, as I doubt the Sierra Club is going to endorse that practice. Okay, another one. It's no secret used oil can be refined or filtered and reused as a lubricant. There are a number of home operations out there that you can do a little research to find out how to do it. Another one is to use this oil in heaters, either refined or not. In fact, there are special heaters, certain heaters, that are made specifically for used motor oil. In fact, the military has, I know one version of it.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple guys that we take our used oil to that burns it in their warehouses and their mechanic shops. They're just, you could Google them online. They're called waste oil heaters or waste oil burners, whatever you want to search, and you'll be able to find them.
A tent heater that I've seen around that can run off of vegetable oil and used motor oil. Here's another one. To preserve wood against termites and weather. In fact, I had someone in my how to make cheap raised bed video post that he uses standard framing lumber, I think he said, untreated, and he coats it with motor oil for his raised beds. He even claims it's good for the soil. Hey. Okay, how about this one? Applied to chicken houses and animal shelters to reduce mites and other such infestations. Some people are using oil as a chainsaw bar oil. Some swear by using it to get rid of brush fires. You know, you got a brush fire or that you can't get started because it's green or wet. Put a little bit of that motor oil on there and it's supposed to work pretty good. It's been sprayed to kill briars and weeds along fence lines at one time. It's been used to pour into stagnant water to kill mosquitoes. I guess if you had some type of large container with that water collected in. How about this one? Brushing motor oil on dogs for the purpose of flea control. In some cases, just a ring around the neck will do it. Don't try that with the wife's dog. Okay, brush it on the floor of a trailer to treat even treated wood. In fact, my trailer needs some treatment, but I don't think I'm going
to
use motor
oil. I might have to try that one.
Treat the bottom of fence posts. Works best when hot. Now, I've never used oil, but I have used black roofing muck that you buy in the one-gallon can, and you kind of brush it on the bottom of treated deck posts that are going to go in the ground. Why would a termite eat through that stuff? Treat the top of a fence post. Here's another use. Mixing oil with oil-based paints or varnishes as a rough preservative or stain. Now, that kind of sounds ugly. How about this? As a coating for concrete forms. Sure, that makes sense. Of course, you can fill your lubrication can up in your garage to oil bicycle chains, hinges, light axles, and any type of general lubrication or mechanical things. It's used as a means to clean rust. You know, use a little oil with some steel wool. How about to coat outdoor tools such as shovels and wheelbarrows and so forth? Oil for your metal cutting drill presses or saws. Here's another one. Treat old dried out work boots with oil. Now, I've actually done that to a pair of boots that I had years ago where the top hide was so worn off, these things were, they just soaked in water like a pair of all-star tennis shoes. Let's hear it for Chuck Taylor. Apparently, you can burn it in certain oil lamps, though I would think you'd want to thin it with a little kerosene. And one would presume you're going to use it outside. How about to kill fire anthills? Case hardening if you're tempering steel. Of course, you get it real hot, and then you dip it in a bucket of oil. Now, some people are mixing cocktails of old motor oil and gas to run tractors and other equipment. Some people swear by it. Let's see. Treat exterior metals again. I guess, you know, anything you're never planning to paint in the future, slob a little oil on it, right? Okay, now this one's unusual. You take a burlap bag and you soak it in used motor oil. And either you wrap it around a tree or you hang it from a rope out in the woods. And it will attract wild hogs. Apparently, they like to rub up against it. And I guess it's sort of like putting out corn for deer before hunting season. Now, this one's kind of interesting. Make torches for campsites by stuffing an old sock in a soup can. I guess you would put the soup can on a stick. And you soak it with oil. And it's supposed to last for quite a while. When it burns out, you just put more oil in there, and the sock, I'm told, doesn't burn up. And last but not least on our list of uses for used motor oil wrestling. Okay, enough said. All right, now, well, there you go. 101 uses for used motor oil. Okay, I didn't quite have a
That was a nice video, so I decided to share that with y'all because I know a lot of y'all are probably not going to go on YouTube and watch that video. So, therefore, I decided to go ahead and show that to you. And, you know, if you like it, send me a message, let me know.